This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me from beautiful Florida is the gun rider. His name is Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I've been leaving this one alone. I'll probably talk about it later in my own patented way, but you talked about it when it happened, which is what I like about Lee. Did it seem odd to you when all of a sudden rom-com king Matthew McConaughey was out there talking gun control, giving a press briefing from the White House as if he knows anything about what he's talking about?
It was the oddest thing I've seen at that briefing podium. I mean, this is the White House press room. This is where they announce that this country is going to war, or they announce the cessation of a war. It is an important place in American history. Press secretaries, I mean, go back 10, 15 years, they're important, powerful people that have told Americans very important stories. To bring him in, an actor, and have him basically parrot Joe's entire gun control playbook, although he did it in probably the best way imaginable. He is an Academy Award-winning actor, after all. It was the damnedest thing I've ever seen. I could not believe it. It turned that room and that history into a circus, into theater. Now, it also told me how desperate they've become, because neither the president nor his press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, who can't answer a question without reading the answer from a book, are capable of doing anything similar. So it was odd, but, you know, you got to understand why they're doing it. They did it because they themselves are incapable of making any case to the American people.
Whenever that happens, right? I always love it, especially, I mean, I think Matthew McConaughey did a really good job in a movie called The Gentleman. He was great, and he rolls around shooting people in The Gentleman. It's a Guy Ritchie movie where they shoot all kinds of people, and he played a drug lord in England, and you know, he shot a few people in that flick, and you know, it's one thing to get out there and to play somebody that handles guns. I love a good actor that can make me suspend my disbelief and go, I can believe Matthew McConaughey could be the marijuana king of the UK. But it's quite another thing to get out there and start really taking yourself really seriously and saying to anybody that'll listen what you think your beliefs and your value set are, especially with some of the stuff he's talking about. Because, like, let's see. He called for responsible gun ownership, which includes expanded background checks and much more, whatever that is. Now, expanded background checks means gun registry.
Yep.
Which is by law illegal for the federal government to do.
It certainly does. There's no way you can police expanded background checks with a, you know, and police a confiscation, which we all know where this would be going. They want a confiscation. You have to have expanded background checks. So every private sale is documented. So you can't say, oh, I sold that Glock to my good friend Bill. That's the goal of expanded background checks.
Right. The other thing, and basically he was just he was Joe Biden looking real good. He was that was a good stand-in cutout for him. He also is calling for a national red flag law. How would they even implement that?
I have no idea. I mean, I know Rubio, our good senator here from Florida, Little Marco, has proposed a type of funding that could lead to statewide red flag laws. But how the hell, who would you get to enforce a national red flag law? The FBI? That is our only national law enforcement agency.
They don't have the time. They're too busy putting things together like the kidnapping of Gretchen Whitmer and January 6th.
Absolutely.
They don't have time
Absolutely.
To be doing that.
They've got conspiracies to work out.
When they start talking about this, the other thing is, I think recently, I think I saw something that you wrote about it. I'm not sure if you did or not, but I mean, on the one hand, you got Murphy out there, Chris Murphy, who is the male doppelganger of Dianne Feinstein in the 21st century, as far as his gun control wish list. He's out there publicly stating, we're not going to get assault weapons bans. We're not going to get this. We're not going to get that. We might get raising the age for ownership. We might get it doesn't matter what comes out of the House because it's got to pass the Senate. And that's where their big problem is. And Murphy recognizes that. And in the interim, though, while you've got all these milquetoast Republicans sitting there, like my senior senator, Graham, who's out there, and he's wanting to negotiate. Now he's gone into a whole other mode now since Biden decided to insert himself into that, and now he's just gonna try to get them to pass, you know, go call for a vote on an assault weapon ban so that everybody can be on record for who voted for it and who didn't. And I don't necessarily like that little game, but I sort of understand why he does it. I never like that little game when they play that game. Some of these senators out there are like, you know, politics is like three-dimensional chess. It's a game. It's not a game, you idiot. But that's beside the point. Is Biden shooting gun control in the foot with all of his mouthiness and putting? Did he shoot it in the foot when he put McConaughey? I mean, he looked good. McConaughey looks always. You know, you sit there and you're like, well, if I had to change the way I look, I might want to look like Matthew McConaughey.
Well, I think that the scary part is Biden might have done us a favor because Murphy and Corwin from Texas were supposedly close to coming to some type of agreement. And I've heard it's on the under 21 bill and the red flag legislation. But when Joe opened up his big mouth about the, like he tends to do, and became the bull in the China shop, maybe, hopefully, all bets are off. And because we know they're not going to get the assault weapon ban past the Senate. They don't have 60 votes.
Nope. So, I find it interesting all the stuff they try to pull out on the stops. I would love to figure out how we could do a TV ad that would counter all of this press they get from all of the celebrities and everything. I'm sure we could find a few that would do it with us, but then they would probably wouldn't get to star in no more big movies. But for those of you looking and listening to this right now, you can find this article at thegunwriter.substack.com. Lee Williams is the author of this. Lee is one of the keenest newer analytical minds out there writing in the gun space today. He attacks the political space with a very sharp focus. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Adventure.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you want to come and text them.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Lee Williams. He is the gun writer. In addition to that, you're also an investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation, and you and Mark Walters founded Armed American News as well, yes?
Yes to all of the above, sir.
And have I left anything out?
No. Oh, yeah, you have. Absolutely. I'm also on the board of Florida Carry.
I knew I didn't have it all. You wear many hats. Now, earlier today when we were talking, I called him. I said, hey, Lee, would you come on the show? Because I tried to call him last week, and he was on vacation. I couldn't get off the phone fast enough with him. I'm very happy that you didn't get angry at me. So.
Not at all. No.
Yeah. Anyway, when I was talking to you today, you were talking about something that could be considered breaking news. Do you want to talk about that?
Absolutely. You know, I worked in Delaware at the paper there for 5 years at the Wilmington News Journal. It's not much of a paper right now. Gannett owns it, and they have stripped all of its talent away except for a couple folks. But while I was there, I got to know a gentleman named John Sigler. And John is a past president of NRA, current board member, and past president and of the DSSA, that's the Delaware State Sportsmen's Association. That's the state NRA affiliate. Well, DSSA is under assault. Gun rights in Delaware are under assault. When I lived there, Delaware was not that bad a place for gun rights. I mean, you could have modern sporting rifles, you could have handguns, you could have standard capacity magazines, you could get a concealed carry permit, even though it's a May issue state. It was pretty decent. You didn't really have to worry about too much. You need to worry about everything now. Last week, after receiving some pressure from the White House, and there is no doubt about that, Bill, none whatsoever, the Democrats who control the House and Senate and the governor's mansion in Delaware scrambled to get these bills together. One is a quote-unquote assault weapon ban that is just nasty. It will prohibit 60-plus specific weapons by name, and then, you know, they play the category game. If it has one of these, it's prohibited. If it has one of those, it's prohibited. They're also going for an under 21 bill, which will prohibit anyone under the age of 21 from purchasing a handgun or a rifle. Or ammunition for sale. They can buy a shotgun at 18 and maybe some ammo. But the other one was a magazine ban, and this is the most troublesome constitutionally, or I should say unconstitutionally, because it will prohibit any magazine that holds more than 17 rounds. So 18 and up, it will be prohibited. And there's no grandfathering in that bill. So if you own one, come June 30th, if this thing will pass, technically and legally, you're supposed to sell it back to the state police for $10 per magazine. But they've only allocated $45,000 for the quote-unquote buyback, even though you can't buy property you've never had. So that'll take care of 4,500 magazines, which, having lived there, would be about a quarter of one county. The most interesting thing there is Magpul, you know, one of the best, in my humble opinion, manufacturers of AR magazines and AR accessories. They have a Georgetown plant there, or a plant right in Georgetown, Delaware, which they're going to be shuttering. The Republicans in the Senate tried to get a carve-out so the plant could stay open, but no, the Dems shot it down. So the Magpul plant and its 90 employees are going to have to leave. It's just amazing.
All right. They're kicking a company out of the state. Is that what you're telling me?
The Dems have decided they don't like the product, so they're going to force them out.
And how many people do they employ?
90. And they're pretty good paying jobs. You know, Magpul takes care of its people, brother.
Well, that I am absolutely sure of, but I mean, do you think they're doing that because 90, while it is fairly deep, I mean, I don't employ 90 people. If I ever get to that point, I will know that I've got some stuff going on, but in the grand scheme of things, that's not a lot of people to displace. Do you think that's why they're doing it, because they feel like, you know, they can?
Yeah, they definitely can. They don't like the product, so they're getting rid of it. And by the way, if you want to hang on to your mag, if you get caught with them, first time it's a misdemeanor.
Oh.
Second time you get caught, it's a felony in Delaware. And, you know, I don't know how many AR mags you have. I have more than a few. And then you start to end up your pistol mag. I mean, I know a lot of guys that have friends there, and they're concerned, you know. I mean, they're going to buy a couple of 10-rounders to go to the range with, I assume, and keep their standard cap mag at home in the safe.
I keep, my standards, I keep 87 of those loaded.
Uh-huh.
And I have 87 loaded. So, and that's because having magazines and having ammo, but not having them combined, is a waste of time.
Absolutely. I could not agree more.
Yeah. I love it when they get out there and say, he had 1,500 rounds of ammo. How many in magazines? 20. Oh. Oh, okay. So, after he fired those first 20... I guess what? We were going to give him time to reload that one mag he might have brought or whatever. So, I keep magazines ready to go. The only magazines, and I've heard all the people tell me, well, Bill, do you rotate them? Do you do this? Do you do that? Never had a problem with them. They're all going to function.
Yeah.
It's not an issue with me. Most of them are Magpul, as a matter of fact. But that's some interesting stupidity going on.
And the unfortunate thing is, they're going to pass. Okay, they've already passed the House. They go to the Senate next week, and the governor has already said that he's looking forward to seeing them on his desk. So they're going to pass. Now, the DSSA, it's a great organization. I mean,
Hold right there, if you will. We're coming up on the break. I want to hear the rest of this when we get back.
Gotcha.
This is not published yet, I don't think. And so you're hearing it first here from the gun writer, Lee Williams. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices keep inching toward $5 a gallon. The national average price for regular up 2 cents from Wednesday to $4.97 a gallon. The statewide average is now $5 a gallon or higher in the District of Columbia and 20 states, led by California at $6.40 a gallon. A Michigan police officer has been charged with one count of second-degree murder in the shooting death following a traffic stop. Kent County Prosecutor Chris Becker making the charge following an investigation into how an unarmed motorist, Patrick Leoya, was shot in the back of the head following a brief foot chase after a routine traffic stop in April. Leoya's blood alcohol level was over three times the legal limit when he was pulled over. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's be honest, it is a smokescreen for Democrats to push their radical agenda.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, pouring cold water on the House January 6th committee, which will be holding their first primetime public hearings about the Capitol riots tonight. The congressman continues.
From the beginning, the Select Committee refused to investigate the real circumstances that led to the riot, including the lack of security around the Capitol.
The National Weather Service is predicting a dangerous and deadly heat wave across the Southwest through the weekend. The Weather Service in Phoenix, Arizona is saying over 25 million people are under heat alerts and dozens of daily high temperature records could be broken from Texas to California. Triple-digit highs are expected across the Southwest, with some areas topping 110. Las Vegas could hit 109 on Friday, and Phoenix could hit 115. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 638 points to close at 32272, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with the gun writer, and that is Lee Williams, and he was giving us some breaking news, and I had to crudely interrupt him.
Not a problem. Not a problem. One thing I left out, the yes, assault sir? Weapon ban makes it illegal. You can still possess your weapon, but you have to register it with state police to get a certificate stating that your weapon is pre-banned. And it's illegal to sell your weapons now, which makes them worthless. And the DSSA was contacted by one collector. You know, one of these older gentlemen has been collecting for decades, has a collection which includes modern sporting rifles and a lot of semi-autos, valued at around $1 billion. Some of which he wanted to sell as part of his estate planning. His collection is now worthless. If you can't sell something, it has become worthless. And that, sir, is a taking, which is criminalized which is unconstitutional under the Fifth Amendment. That's another little hidden thing.
Yeah. What do you think the likelihood of this one is going to be as far, while it may pass, given what's going on in the Supreme Court? And let me ask you this: do they have a registry already in this state?
They do not. Delaware has no registry, but these laws are going to pass, and the DSSA is going to fight them. And Delaware is a small state. There's only three counties. So they're going to need some funds. So I just posted a story. The story is on armedamericannews.com. It'll come out tomorrow on my Substack. There's a link on there if you can contribute, because like John said, he and his members are going to have to fight this, regardless of if they have to sell their homes to finance it.
Right.
Because these bills cannot stand.
Well, now, normally, I would imagine that Alan Gottlieb would be casting a somewhat jaundiced eye at this and starting to make plans on his own, because that's what he seems to really excel at, is going after these states that do these kinds of takings. But my question is going to be, how do they know who's got what in order to... It's with the New York Safe Act, for example.
Right.
They started a registry for the AR-15 assault weapons. And I think the compliance with that has been about 4%, 5%. Apparently, New York State has a lot of AR-15s, and very few people have come forward and said, well, you know, Gov, we'll go ahead and do it because we want to follow the law. And so nobody's done that, and I just wonder, in Delaware, what the likelihood of everybody getting in line is going to be, where they're out there going, hey, well, you know, let's get lunch while we're out, registering our guns.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, fortunately. But the two biggest ranges in Delaware are state-owned, and they have state RSOs. So that prohibits people from going to those two big ranges.
Right.
It's going to be troublesome. It's going to be policed, I'm sure, if you're caught with them in a car or seen at a public range with something. It's going to be dicey. It's going to be a huge problem. And the entire thing came from the White House. I was told that this thing is being orchestrated from the White House.
Yeah.
So Biden has already made plans to go to Delaware next week and visit with the governor there, John Carney. And I'm sure that's going to involve a bill signed by Carney, which Joe will take as a victory. I mean, one of the few victories he's had lately.
Yeah, but that's not a victory for Joe.
Oh, he'll claim it is. It's his home state.
He can claim it all he wants, but I mean,
yep.
Joe Biden is, he's hit the, you sit back there. I've seen Joe Biden when he was a younger man and not yet a senile man. And back then, he was just stupid.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, he was just stupid back in those days. It's almost like watching Al Gore, you know, when he gets up there and says, yeah, you know, I created the interwebs. So he wrote, he was the last one to ban guns, according to him, and all that other stuff. But, you know, now that he's senile, some of the stuff he does, some of the things he says when you're sitting there going, well, is he senile, or is he demented, or is he just stupid? And, you know, yeah, it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. So he can say what he wants to. I don't think anybody believes him, though.
No.
I don't think anybody believes anything that he says. So, I feel bad for the people of Delaware. And I hope they fight it. I hope they get in there and fight it. I hope Alan gets in there and fights it. Maybe the NRA might try to make some bones in there, because God knows they need to.
Yeah.
That would be good if they did that, but I had not heard that. So that'll be going up on Armed American News tomorrow, or Substack tomorrow.
It's up on Armed American News now as of about an hour ago, and it'll go out on Substack tomorrow. And then hopefully some other websites that have pretty good feelings will start covering it too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the only place they've been able to make any headway with it. They're not going to make any federal gun control. Well, we're going to talk about federal gun control when we get back, but they're not going to... I don't think they're going to make any federal gun control headway with this. And I saw somewhere today that there's the lowest support in a while for a quote-unquote assault weapons ban.
Yeah.
Which
people are realizing they might need one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, when you look at what they're stacking up, of course, Chase Boudin got booted. The San Francisco DA, he got recalled.
So happy about that.
Yes, but I mean, Soros has gotten out there and he stacked the deck with secretaries of state and DAs to where you have this perfect storm of turning people away out of jail. Not prosecuting any crimes, decriminalizing some crimes, which leads to other crimes, because nobody gets out there and goes, I just want to be a shoplifter. They always graduate to something else. They're shoplifting because they're drug users, and they, you know, their drug highs need to go higher and higher because, you know, what was high yesterday isn't. You can't cut back on police and try to ban guns and then expect that it'd be like the Federation with Star Trek. It just doesn't work that way. It's just not going to work that way. And in the interim, I think Matt Gaetz pointed it out, all these people that are wanting to ban guns are also the ones that want to defund police.
I am so happy I'm armed right now because I do not live in a major metro area.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to come down to how do I guard my baby formula for some people. Or how do I protect the gasoline in my car? So that's why I think that you're seeing these numbers on the quote-unquote assault weapon ban. People are realizing that they're going to need a tool to defend their hearth and home, and an AR is a pretty damn good tool to do that.
It is a very good tool for that, especially if you have a short one. I have a nice one. I have an AR-15 pistol with a 7-inch barrel. Do you know how I can sweep a room in a phone booth with that thing? It works in such a good tight environment. But coming up on the next break, Lee Williams. You can find him at thegunwriter.substack.com. Armed American News, and he is the investigative reporter for Second Amendment Foundation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Lee Williams. He is the gun writer. You're also a member of the Board of Florida Carry, yeah?
Yeah, and loving it. Great organization.
Florida is that. Are you guys going to, are they going to pull up permitless carry in Florida?
Next session, we have been told, well, DeSantis says that he's going to sign it before he leaves the governor's office. So you tell me what he's going to do. I mean, he's running for president. I expect it to come next session. He said he's getting bugged by his friends in other states that are telling him things like, hey, you still got permits? Well, you know, what's up with that? Half the country is constitutional carry. It's time for Florida to join. Then again, Bill, I've been hearing that we'll get it next session for the last 10 sessions. So yeah, we're hopeful that he'll sign something. We have the votes in the House and the Senate. Of course, we still got a couple of those Republicans hanging on. These would be the guys that signed that Parkland bill. But they should be gone now. Our session just ended.
Well, you know, you made mention, and what's the name of this article? Your latest article, no.
Yeah.
See, with the there is no way to appease a gun grabber.
No.
Because in a gun grabber's world, we're all just criminals in waiting. We're the enablers of all crime, even though, you know. My guns are never going to do anything bad to anybody, unless somebody comes in my house. I don't have any baby formula for them to steal, but they could go after my 23-gallon gas tank on my truck. And if they do that, then I will give them a choice, and I hope they make a good one. I really do. But having said that, though, Do you subscribe to the theory that CDC put forward that there's 3 million defensive gun uses per year?
I think there are probably more.
Well, now there probably are.
Yeah. I mean, it's a miracle here. I'm not seeing them looking out my window. I think there are a lot more. And defensive gun uses, obviously, for your listeners, does not always involve the trigger being pulled. Sometimes merely the display of a firearm can solve a problem. And those go completely underreported.
Twice I've pulled guns, and I didn't have to pull the trigger. And, see, the problem with that was that I was prepared to pull the trigger, but when I was carrying, the two times that I've actually pulled a gun, we didn't have permits in South Carolina.
Nice.
Yeah, I just figured, well, they had an oppressive regime. But, I mean, this article that you wrote, and this is, I like what you did with this. Because I've been always wanting to see everybody's out there. Fox News. If they're centered anywhere else besides New York, they're Democrats. They're not your typical small government. They copy and paste. You refer to them as news actors. I love that.
I somehow thought you were going to talk about that. Yeah.
And you point out how they gushed over McConaughey's recent Guns Are Bad performance. It was so emotional. I saw some testimony in front of the House from a black woman whose son was killed by a gangbanger, I guess. And she was out there talking, she was pro-gun all the way. I think she's a member of the DC Project. I don't know her name. I wish I knew her name because I'd probably try to call her up and have her on the show. But you know, black women are probably the most targeted in the inner city. That would be my thought. I don't live in the inner city, so I don't know. But I don't know how you turn that back. But by the same token, I'm so tired of seeing people being guilted because a nut job, who the cops knew, who the FBI knew, who passed a background check, go and shoot someplace up in an aberration of humanity, and then for some reason that's our fault, and everybody is either, the ones that actually stand up, they're like, oh, so you just think these things are statistics, you just think they're this, you just think, well, yeah, I do think these things are statistics. Let me give you a statistic you maybe should think about. Why is it since 1999, since Columbine, we have not made it a policy to harden schools?
Exactly.
Why did we had 9/11 and they hardened the cockpit. That's it. They hardened the cockpit. And that hasn't happened again. They took steps and they took, banks used to get robbed all the time. They don't get robbed to near the degree they used to. In New York City, for example, the only places that have armed guards are diamond merchants. Those guys are walking around strapped in plain view in the city streets around the Diamond Merchant District. So we guard these things that we deem to be valuable. And did you see the part where that National School Board Association requested from the DOJ or somebody for National Guard or federal troops to guard the board meetings of the United States, of the school boards?
Yeah.
The
only part of the Parkland bill that I like is the school guardian system we have down in Florida. Because I've gotten to know a few of them, I've met them, I've shot with a few of them. They're not bad shots. The thing is, you got a little school down the road up in Palmetto, Florida, charter school, and it's guarded by an 11B. He's a 3-tumor combat veteran. He's got a hard ballistic body armor, so security on it. And he's got a Glock and an AR. He's got no law enforcement authority. He's not there to make arrests. He's not there to supplement the disciplinary process of the school like a DARE officer can be forced into doing, or a school resource officer can be forced into doing if they've got a lazy administration. He's solely there to shoot bad guys in the face. And he's standing outside in the morning when the kids are being dropped off, and he's standing outside at night when the kids are being picked up. And I think it's a hell of a program. And they went through some pretty good training. You know, it's not Delta Force, but...
it didn't have to be.
It's pretty good, and he's got a good AR with an optic on it and a flashlight. And he's not there to do anything else. He's not going to be teaching classes or, you know, talking to the principal. He's there simply to shoot bad guys in the face, and I kind of like that idea, especially since most of the guys that are doing it have already done it. So it's not going to be a question of are they going to be able to pull the trigger.
No. Once that happens the first time, the second, third, and fourth gets easier. So, a combat veteran going in there, there's going to be a little switch that clicks on, and then things are going to get bad for the bad guy. But, I have long said, look, if you don't want to arm the teachers, okay, cool. Put five armed, pipe hitters outside.
Yeah.
And keep the fight outside. Keep it outside. They will keep it outside. They know how to shoot and move. They're not going to get out there and say, do we muster? Do we do this? Do we do that? They're going to go. They're going to run to the gunfire.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to quarter the thing off, and then they're going to go in, and they'll do something. I don't know what the answer to this would be, but... I asked somebody the question the other day about what do flashbangs do to children in an enclosed space, because that was their thing with Uvalde, was that he was firing at them and everything. But I'm about to run out of time, as we do all the time prematurely.
Has that been an hour already?
Oh my God,
that flew by.
Yeah, that was some good stuff. Good stuff, Lee. That's why Lee makes the show go faster. Check him out. Check him out at armedamericannews.com. Check him out at thegunwriter.substack.com. He is the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation, and he sits on the board of Florida Carry. Thank you very much for joining me tonight, sir.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Take care.
Pleasure is mine. We got hour number three inbound. This is just going to be me ranting at you. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.